Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello everyone, good to have you with us. A warm welcome along to the Punt podcast in association with the FWA. And this is the midweek edition. We're going to look at the Carabao Cup. Dave Callner here in the studio, and I'm joined, delighted to be joined by Tom Kerwin, who I've not had the pleasure of speaking to so far this football season. But Tom's on the line now. First of all, good afternoon to you, Tom.
Yeah, I'm glad, Dave, that you slipped in. Delighted to be joined by me there. You'd have been off my Christmas card list if not. But no, delighted to be here and looking forward to some tasty fixtures, I think, in the League Cup this week.
We're going to spin through the two televised fixtures and have a look at the All Premier League ties as well, two of those. And we're going to get Tom's shock of the week, lock of the week, and a goal scorer bet for you on this podcast. So we'll start with Leicester versus Liverpool, which is Tuesday 7:45. Leicester 9-5, the draw 5-2, Liverpool 11-8. Enhanced odds, both teams to score in the first half. If you like the look of that, it's 100-30, enhanced to 7-2. If you think Liverpool are going to win both halves, that was 11-2. That's been enhanced to 7-1. Leicester had a chance to nick it late on against Huddersfield at the weekend, ended up drawing that game 1-1. Not been the ideal start to the season for the Foxes. They picked up only 4 points from 5 games. I suppose the same can be said though for Liverpool. Tom, 8th in the table, they dropped points again at Anfield on Saturday. That was like one of those games, if you're playing on Championship Manager, you end up smashing the laptop, because they had I think they had 30 odd shots in that game, but they failed to get the winner in the end. So two teams coming into this in different form.
Yeah, in different form. I mean, I think Leicester fans might look at the start to the season they've had and maybe isolate the fixtures and say, look, they've played Arsenal away, they've played Chelsea, at home. They've had Manchester United away from home, and probably think that the run of fixtures or the tough start that they've had has probably made the points all not too bad from their point of view. But they've played well in the majority of matches. You know, at the weekend, that was a 50-50 game against Huddersfield, who we know has started the season well. So, you know, from Leicester's point of view, I think they'll be pretty happy with the way that they've started. They've won the one game I think they would have been expected to win in the Premier League, which was the home match against Brighton, and they won that with relative ease. It's an interesting one, this one. I'm looking at this game, and I can almost guarantee, I think, that Leicester will be shorter than the 9-5 they currently are ahead of kickoff, because I think once people start getting around to looking at these games, I think they'll see a lot of value in Leicester. Liverpool at the moment, you know, it's been the same story under Jurgen Klopp. It's been the same story for some time. Could I trust them, knowing that Klopp is going to make a hatload of changes away from home against the Leicester City side, who we know can be as dangerous as a lot of Premier League teams when they're on the day. When they click, you know, they are still a major threat, and they're still a better than average Premier League side for me. I still think they'll be a mid-table outfit this year. But they're taking this League Cup pretty seriously. You know, for them, they're obviously never going to hit the heights of a couple of seasons ago and winning the league. But I don't think there'll be any relegation problems this season. And, you know, Craig Shakespeare named a really strong team in that game at Sheffield United in the last round. And that was a match where I looked at it initially, you know, ahead of the game and thought, could be a shot there because Sheffield United started the season well. But they ran out pretty comfortable 4-1 winners. You know, they've won the last two home games against Liverpool, 3-1 and 2-0. There's always loads of goals in these meetings. I mean, recently, Liverpool beat Leicester at Anfield, in pre-season, sorry, by 2-1. But the previous two league games, we had a 4-1 victory for Liverpool and a 3-1 victory for Leicester. You know, both of those occasions, the home side has been winning. And in one of those weird quirks that sometimes happen with these cup matches, it's a repeat of the fixture we're going to see on Saturday evening, Leicester against Liverpool. So, you know, in some respects, there's a lot of things going for Leicester here. One, they're going to name a strong side. I'm pretty sure of that. Two, I think that they'll be targeting some silverware. And I actually think Craig Shakespeare might have that on his list of targets, you know, set by the owners. They might say, well, look, we're a good enough team, you know, to pick up an FA Cup or a League Cup success. And the fact that they play each other again on Saturday, you know, psychologically, you know, they can, you know, deal a little bit of a blow to Liverpool. And Liverpool are just not in great shape at the moment. And I just think Leicester are a good value here. You know, they're at home. I think they'll be fired up for this one. And I genuinely think that, you know, their fans will think they can go all the way in this competition. There's probably no reason they can't, although they'll probably be beaten in the semi-final by Manchester City or somebody. But there's going to be goals in this game. I think both teams to score is probably a certainty, whatever team Liverpool play. But there's too many things going for Leicester in this one, Dave, for me not to go for them. So I would play Leicester and both teams to score here at 18-5 and a repeat, you know, of recent matches between the two sides.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. Leicester to win and both teams to score 18-5 is Tom's pick. Leicester, by the way, have seen 37 goals in their last 7 League Cup contests against Premier League opponents. They've scored 15 of those, but conceded 22. They've often had that gung-ho approach to the competition.
Well, they have, and you know, many people might look at Leicester over the previous 2 years, and even when they won the Premier League, it might be a weird thing to say, but they're almost set up like a cup team. You know, they are a counter-attacking side. You know, they can be gung-ho when they need to be. They just managed to string, you know, 38 cup performances in a row and miraculously win the league. But I just don't know anybody that could back a Liverpool win here with any kind of great faith. And like I say, those factors that go for Leicester, and I do think that is a big factor that they play each other at the King Power Stadium on Saturday evening. There's too much going in Leicester's favour, and the number one thing that's going in their favour, I think, is the price.
Crystal Palace versus Huddersfield next. Again, Tuesday, 7:45. Palace are 4-6 to win the game. The draw, 13-5. Huddersfield are 9-2. Your odds available on this match. So if you want a bet that's not on the website and you think the traders can price it up, do hashtag your odds to @WilliamHill if you wish to do so. This is actually the first meeting between these two sides in the League Cup, although they've already met in the league this season, with Huddersfield winning 3-0 at Selhurst Park. Revenge on the mind of the Palace players, no doubt. Do you think Palace are likely to take this seriously? I mean, they need to rediscover that winning feeling. If they don't soon, Roy Hodgson might be in a. I mean, he's only had one game, but they didn't look that good at the weekend.
No, I would only repeat what, you know, I think a lot of pundits and ex-players were saying after Palace. There was just no bounce from them. There was nothing that said to me a new manager's come in. You know, somebody that's really sort of grabbed it, you know, by the scruff of its neck. And I've had a feeling about Palace for, you know, for the last year or so, that there's a group of players there that I just think feel sorry for themselves. I think they don't mind sort of blaming other factors other than themselves. They rarely have to look at themselves because the manager has changed so often. You know, eventually Sam Allardyce got it right. How long it's going to take Roy Hodgson, if indeed he's capable of doing it, I'm not too sure. But I tell you what, if there's one Premier League team that has to take this cup very, very seriously this week, surely it's got to be Crystal Palace. You know, they have to get some kind of result. They have to score a goal, never mind win a game. And potentially a bit of revenge in the air. I mean, Huddersfield, I don't expect them to sort of change their philosophy in any way. You know, I still think they'll be going down. This is a free hit for them again. You know, probably nobody's expecting, the traders certainly aren't expecting Huddersfield to go there and win the game. But are they capable of getting a result? Well, they definitely are. I mean, they're a stubborn side, Huddersfield, and anyone who watched them in the Championship last year, you know, knows what they're all about, understands that, you know, they're a big and physical outfit, and I just think they're going to frustrate Crystal Palace, who I think it's going to take, you know, vastly improved performances, and I almost thought they were better, you know, in the previous game under De Boer than they were at the weekend under Roy Hodgson. So can Huddersfield get a result? I think they can. Can Palace score a goal? I'm not sure. To be honest, I think this probably has draw written all over it. You know, I think Huddersfield will prey on those frustrations. They'll make changes to the team because quite rightly they have to. I mean, you know, although they've made a great start, Huddersfield up in 6th in the table at the moment, you know, their next few fixtures are really key because they've got Tottenham and Manchester United coming up, but they also go to Swansea, they go to Burnley, and they're games that they would expect to get something from. So there's definitely something on the horizon for them in terms of getting points. But, you know, if you'd have told me that Huddersfield would be going into this cup tie 8 points clear of Crystal Palace, there's no way I'd have believed you. So in that sense, I can't look past, you know, Huddersfield getting something here. And I just think the draw is the most obvious play here. You know, team news is obviously going to be key, but I'd much prefer to be back in Huddersfield to get a result than Crystal Palace.
Huddersfield +1, by the way, is available at 23-20 on the website. There's also Crystal Palace specials on the website as well. Go to williamhill.com, click on #yourodds/specials. You can find this on the William Hill app as well. Betting on when will Crystal Palace get their first point in the Premier League. It's 9-4 for it to come away at Newcastle. When will Crystal Palace next score a goal in the Premier League? Available as well on the website. My concern with Hodgson is his age now. 70 years old, and he's not done day-to-day management for the best part of 6 years. I'd be astonished if it worked out for Hodgson at Palace.
Well, I would be as well. I mean, people talk about his record, and they go back to Fulham, and go back to a club record that is patchy. You know, when it went right for him, it did go right, and that includes on the continent. And he's a well-versed coach. You know, he has got a huge amount of experience. But the last image we all have of him is sat at that press conference after England's dismal efforts in the summer. Basically questioning why he was even there. I mean, he didn't even want to accept responsibility for it. So that, plus putting Harry Kane on, taking corner kicks. It's those kind of images that linger, and you can't tell me they won't be in the minds of the Palace players. You know, that's the key in all of this, regardless of what, pundits think, ourselves think, even the Crystal Palace fans think. Ultimately, it was about that dressing room, and I think when Sam Allardyce came in, some of them probably thought, I'm going to get a kick up the backside, but, eventually he's going to get it right. I just don't think they'll feel that with Roy Hodgson, and I thought the performance at the weekend was very, very telling indeed. So, Huddersfield, I just think everything about what Huddersfield have at the moment is what Palace don't have, and it is confidence. It is a team that is well-versed at picking up results, and, in a cup game like this, it's just a sticky one for Roy Hodgson, and one he needs, because he needs to get a result, but I think one he could probably do without, because I tell you what, if they do lose this game, looking at their next run of fixtures, Man City, Manchester United and Chelsea in the next three in the Premier League, this could get into a really, really serious situation very quickly. Because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, don't worry, Palace will be fine. I don't know how anyone could say that given the start to the season they've had.
Manchester United versus Burton is next, Wednesday, 8 p.m. This one's televised. Manchester United are 1-10 to win it. The draw 9-1 with Burton 20-1. Enhanced odds, Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0. Was 7-2. That's been enhanced to 4-1. Have you been impressed with Manchester United? They've had a soft start to the season from a scheduling perspective, but what's been noticeable is the high percentage of goals they've been scoring late on in games compared to other teams in the Premier League. And Jose Mourinho's got a deep squad to work with now as well.
Yeah, he does. I mean, the strength on the bench. I mean, I thought it was nice of them at the weekend that sort of saved the rout for till after Wayne Rooney had gone off. But they look imperious, don't they, at the moment? I mean, I know Man City's performance at the weekend was pretty good down at Watford, but Manchester United didn't. I mean, I know Everton are struggling at the moment, but there's still no mugs. There's still a decent side that Ronald Koeman has there, and a decent set of players, and players that would not expect to go to Manchester United and lose by 4-0. So, Manchester United at home, they're scoring goals, they're scoring late on, but importantly for me, they're keeping clean sheets. Defensively, pretty solid. Four clean sheets in a row at home. I know they had that blip at Stoke where they conceded a couple, but generally they're not conceding either. And they're up against a team that I fancy to be relegated in the Championship this year. They Burton may well survive, but they would survive based on their home form and probably the fact that there might well be three worse teams than them. But generally, Burton, in theory, and I mean this with all due respect, have no right being in the Championship, given their budget, given the crowds that they have, and everything about them. It's miraculous. A bit like when Yeovil were in the Championship a few years ago. And I've seen Burton firsthand, this season, and I've seen them at Elland Road where Leeds destroyed them. I mean, Leeds were very good that day, but Burton offered absolutely nothing. And the problem I've got when I see a matchup like this and a team going to Old Trafford, I have to see something in the away team that just gives me a little bit of hope that they could cause a problem. Be it that one player, be it a big strength in their game, maybe set piece or something that they can exploit. But Manchester United are scoring goals, they're not conceding goals, and they kept clean sheets against much, much better teams than Burton. So, I really fear for Burton in this one. The only thing Nigel Clough can do is damage limitations job right from the start. And given the atmosphere and mood around the Old Trafford, dressing room, players that come in, and Mourinho will make a load of changes. But given the mood that's around the place, the players have got to come in and make an impact. Mourinho does this, he creates an atmosphere. Once he gets going at a club, where when you're in, and he'll know that the importance for them this season in terms of going all the way in competitions and pushing the league is going to be all about that bench. That is going to be absolutely crucial. I know that's maybe not been proved the case with Chelsea in the last few years because their starting 11's rarely changed, but he needs that pressure. He needs players to respond. And Martial, is probably the one man that you're looking at and thinking this could be his game where he really sort of takes the match by the scruff of its neck. But Manchester United are going to be far, far too strong for Burton. They lost their probably their better player, Jackson Irvine, in the summer to Hull. They've not really replaced them, and you know, they're made up with Championship players who on the day could be all right. But if it was at the Pirelli Stadium, I'd think very differently about this game. But I can't see anything other than the Manchester United winning this very comfortably. And actually, the so-called B team responding to what the A team have been doing. So, you know, you're looking at the handicaps, minus two at 8-11, even minus three at 17-10. Burton are certainly not the kind of side who could avoid a heavy defeat here at Old Trafford.
Yeah, I do like that enhanced odds offer. Martial to score and Manchester United to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0. I think that's a good 4-1 shot on the William Hill website and on the app. Now, West Brom versus Manchester City is the last of the All Premier League ties. West Brom 7-1, the draw 4-1, Manchester City 4-11. Some selected hashtag your odds bets. Each team to have over one corner in each half is 3-1. Over two goals, over three cards, over 10 corners in the match is 7-1. Manchester City have reached the fourth round in each of the last four seasons in this tournament, having won it in 2014 and 2016. Again, we talked about Manchester United having strength in depth. The same applies to Manchester City. The likes of Ilkay Gundogan, Leroy Sané, Raheem Sterling likely to start. Bernardo Silva will no doubt get his chance as well. And I can't see this being a major target for Tony Pulis.
No, I can't. But, you know, again, a West Brom, I mean, you know, West Brom are in a group with, you know, with quite a few clubs in the Premier League where, you know, they should be making this a major target. But unfortunately, the finances dictate that they can't make it a major target, can they? Because, you know, if it affects the league form in any way, you know, then there's going to be criticism aimed at Pulis. But you know, Pulis is the kind of manager who, you know, has made a living really off obviously Premier League survival and establishing clubs in the Premier League and helping establish them. But again, is he somebody who's going to be thinking about this game today? You know, when he starts thinking about what team he's going to put out and thinking, well, you know, we've got. If I make six, seven changes, then I'm surrendering to Manchester City. But if I go full strength, you know, and give it a go, then you know, obviously they could still get unstuck. But you know, I do wonder about the mindset of teams, especially when they're at home. You know, the West Brom fans who are going and you know paying the extra money to go, they'd want to see West Brom go for it a little bit. But you know, Man City have had no problems at the Hawthorns. It's one of those, Dave, one of these fixtures where, if you'd have asked me about Man City's record at the Hawthorns, off the top of my head, I would have said to you, probably a bit patchy. They've probably come unstuck. They haven't really. They've gone there in the league in recent years and demolished them, really. I mean, 4-0, 3-0, 3-1, 3-2, 2-1. They've not had many issues. I mean, the last time you know they were beaten, you've got to go back a long, long way. You've got to go back to sort of 2010 in the League Cup, where they were beaten by 2-1. And Man City are a very different side to the one they were 7 years ago. So, you know, the confidence is oozing around the Man City team. And, you know, if West Brom goes strong and Man City make five or six changes, then maybe you could see West Brom sort of, you know, sneaking something, you know, especially if Man City have one of their defensively off days. But I don't really care about Man City's defence at the moment. I'm only interested in their attack, and they're just capable of scoring, you know, absolutely boatloads of goals. So, you know, I think there could be a few in this game, but, you know, again, I'd fancy Man City to do what they've done on the last couple of times to the Hawthorns and cover a handicap here. And the minus two at 12-5, for me, looks pretty attractive. Obviously, team news dependent on where you're going to look towards the goal scorers. But, you know, someone like Sane, whenever I've seen him play, and he is a good bet to start, I think he's a good bet to find the back of the net as well.
6-4 he is to score any time in the game. Do have a look at those handicaps for Manchester City to cover. Maybe minus two in the game, possibly, at the Hawthorns. Team news, obviously, dependent. And I did say earlier that was the last of the Premier League games, but of course it's not. Bournemouth versus Brighton is one, and this is a 7:45 kickoff on Tuesday. Bournemouth are odds on to win the game 10-11. The draw 5-2 with Brighton in the betting at 3-1. And these two teams obviously know what each other are about. They played each other at the weekend, Tom. So, interesting game with only a few days gap between the two matches.
Yeah, I think both sets of fans will forgive you, Dave, for forgetting that. I mean, I don't know whether you're suggesting neither it should be a Premier League club or anything else, but, you know, both of these teams have bigger fish to fry this year. You know, people who've heard me talk about Bournemouth before know I'm a big fan of what they do, but I very much feel that they are a confidence team. And while they have none, and I don't think, when I say confidence, I don't think for a second that Eddie Howe and the players, even at the start of the season they'd had, were feeling that sorry for themselves. I just mean confidence in terms of, you know, winning games and getting those results. You know, it's not, I think it's not end of the world, you know, situation when Bournemouth, you know, lose a match, because normally when Bournemouth lose, they play well. You know, that's normally, you know, even both managers kind of recognise that. But they got that win over Brighton, and I'd seen a bit of this game, and you know, Brighton had done extremely well. I thought first half, I thought they gave them a good game, and you could sense a few nerves around Bournemouth. But once Brighton took the lead, and this is a criticism that Chris Hughton has, however, you know, great he has been, you know, getting teams promoted, and you know, he's got a lot of respect in the game. But this is a criticism of him, that once they'd gone 1-0 up, it was almost the worst thing that could have happened to Brighton, because all of a sudden then they sat back, they started to, you know, almost wait for a Bournemouth response, and it came, and it came, you know, like a real onslaught. It really did sort of wake up at Bournemouth. And, you know, I think the one thing that's going to prove problematic for Brighton this season in stand-up is their squad depth. You know, we're talking about a lot of Premier League managers changing teams, changing the personnel around. I'm not so sure Brighton have the squad and capabilities to, you know, to do that. They might have to bring somebody like, you know, Glenn Murray into the fold, who, you know, is you know, a former Bournemouth player, and, you know, people might look to him to get, you know, sort of the romantic angle of him scoring a goal of some sort. But, you know, I think Bournemouth at home, given what happened at the weekend, you know, I think they'll start off really strongly here. And Bournemouth now, you know, have a run of fixtures that look a little bit more favourable, you know, for them. I mean, they got to Goodison Park at the weekend, so, you know, that's on their agenda. And as for Brighton, they host Newcastle. That is a huge, huge match for Brighton. You know, they have to win their home match, and they certainly have to beat a fellow promoted side. So, you know, both teams probably have their eyes on the weekend, but, you know, I just think Bournemouth win the game. But I think it will be tight. I do. I mean, I won't be looking for a big Bournemouth victory or anything like that, but I would maybe look at Bournemouth and under 2.5 goals. I think it'll be a cagey game, especially looking at the personnel that's there. And, you know, again, for Bournemouth, you're looking at goal scorers Josh King, who had a, you know, great time of it last year. Not so much this year, because Bournemouth haven't. Defoe, I wouldn't expect to play, so, you know, there might be a chance for a few of the squad players on both teams.
Yeah, one of those players could be Jordan Ibe, who made a huge impact on Friday night in this fixture. He's 7-2 to score any time. Actually, got the man of the match, having come on in the second half, so he could be he's due a start, I think. Jordan Ibe, he's 7-2 to get on the score sheet any time. Now, three questions to finish the podcast. We're going to go lock of the week, shock of the week, and your goal scorer bet. So which of the big favourites are you taking on the handicap?
There's a few, but I'm going to go for West Ham against Bolton. You know, I think West Ham, I've seen their victory over Huddersfield, which was more about sort of grit and desire than quality football. But they got they backed it up with another result the weekend. All of a sudden, a little bit of pressure off Slaven Bilic. And, you know, again, West Ham will fancy a little cut run this year. Whether they're capable of doing that, I'm not too sure. But they should, you know, destroy a Bolton side who are, you know, just abysmal. I don't see, you know, Bolton causing any problems in the Championship whatsoever. They've not won a game of football yet under Phil Parkinson. Their squad is lacking real depth, and particularly in those attacking areas. So I don't think they'll be able to hurt West Ham. And I just think West Ham, you know, again, I think Slaven Bilic will go quite strong here. Someone like Andy Carroll will get, you know, another game probably under his belt. And I just think, you know, a trip to the London Stadium is going to be far too much for a Bolton side. I mean, you only have to look on the website there, when you're looking down the goal scorers, you just have to look at how small the Bolton list is. You know, they're working under financial constraints and all of that, but I think West Ham are a sure thing against Bolton.
West Ham minus 2 is 2-1. West Ham minus 3 is in the market at 5-1. There were a few contenders for lock of the week, but shock of the week, an outsider worthy of support, slightly more difficult.
It is, but I'm going to go for Bristol City at home against Stoke. They're 5-2. They've only suffered one defeat this season, Bristol. In fact, they've only suffered 4 defeats at home in 2017. So, you know, they are starting to turn Aston Gate into a little bit of a fortress. They've just thumped Derby at the weekend 4-1, and Derby are no mugs as well in the Championship. They've scored 7 goals in the last 2 matches, including that 3-all at Wolves. So they are absolutely flying. They've already won at Watford in the Cup as well, remember. So Bristol, for me, are in great form and great spirits. Stoke, you know, we've talked about them a lot. Their Premier League away form is shocking. They've had 2 wins away from home in 2017. They were at Sunderland and Southampton. So, you know, Stoke don't travel well. Mark Hughes is feeling a little bit of pressure, and they're up against, you know, a rampant Bristol City side. So Bristol City are my shock of the week.
And finally, a goal scorer bet, which maybe is even more difficult than the first two questions, because we're speculating as to team news recording this on Monday afternoon. But there's a few players that you'll think that, maybe from bigger squads, that will get their opportunity in the Carabao Cup.
Well, I think Martial, I think he is almost a certainty to score, which is why the enhanced odds of him to score in a, was it 2-0, 3-0, 4-0 win for Manchester United. I think that is just fantastic, because Manchester United won't concede against Burton. I think Andy Carroll, you know, will cause Bolton all kinds of problems. But, Do you know what I'm going to go for? I'm going to go for a bit of a forgotten man at Burnley, Sam Vokes at 13-10. You know, Vokes has now had to play a little bit of support role since Chris Wood had signed. They're up against Leeds at home. And again, Burnley are a side I think they might fancy a little bit of a cut run. And I think Vokes probably might have had his nose put out, I think, by the arrival of Chris Wood for £15 million. And, you know, Leeds themselves have a little bit of a defensive dilemma. There's a few injuries to some of their key defenders. And, you know, they'll certainly make changes too in this game. So, you know, sadly, because people know that Leeds are my team, you know, I think Bolton might come out on top. I'm not necessarily suggesting they're going to win, but I am suggesting that Sam Vokes might be a decent bet to score.
Sam Vokes to score any time for Burnley at 13-10 at home against Leeds United on Tuesday night. Do follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Kerwin, that's with an H. And you can follow myself at D Kellner as well. Tom, always a pleasure. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for everyone that's tuned in and listened to the podcast. You can download this via audioboom.com or check us out on iTunes as well. And make sure you look at the website, look at the app for all the latest betting ahead of the League Cup this midweek on Tuesday and Wednesday night. If you're having a bet, good luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.